So I decided to take Birch's advice and bite the bullet. I sat down at my computer and opened up my email. Oh, good Lord, there was a lot. First things first, I got rid of the spam and made a sophisticated filter to eliminate future ones. Something I wish spam filters would do, but most do poorly. Then it was a matter of sorting through the fan mail. I got some rather interesting ones, including pictures that I won't mention. Those addresses got added to the polite thank you list. Some others simply asked for autographs or something, and I forwarded those to Birch. I don't know if he's arranged for that yet, but it might be something he should look into. That got rid of most of it. So I was down to only about 200 emails I felt needed to be looked at personally. Of those, a lot got added to the polite thank you list or forwarded to Birch. This left about 30. One, though, intrigued me. All it said in the subject line was, "Congratulations." I was about to toss it in the spam folder when I looked at the email address. It didn't look like one from a professional spammer, so I opened it and read.
Dear Stargazer, you probably don't remember me, but when we went to high school together, we never really met, since I was only a freshman when you were a senior. But we both knew Jim Bohannon pretty well.
Jim Bohannon. Yes, I remember him. Star of the volleyball team he was. A fairly good friend, too. Stood up for me when the usual jocks poked fun at me for my bookishness.
I just wanted to write to tell you how proud I am to see you successful. I never thought of you as a musician, since you were always doing science projects, but I do recognize your voice, even though it seems a bit deeper than when you were in high school. I know you probably can't answer this personally, but maybe someone can send me a bit of background, how you managed to get into the music business, how you're doing in your personal life now. I know it must be exciting, but it's probably tiring too. If you can, let me know. Sincerely, Sarah Goodall.
Interesting. Hasn't seen me in 15 years, and yet she remembers me. She wants to know how I've been. I didn't recall the name, but then again, she was a freshman at that time. Well, why not? Write back. She's not your normal fan, after all. I could lie and tell her how great it all is, but something tells me I should be honest with her. When you ask how I've been here without you, I'd like to say that I'm fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Now the face that I see in my mirror, more and more is a stranger to me. More and more I can see there's a danger in becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days are diamonds, storm. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bone. Some days a diamond's, some days a stone. Some days a diamond's, some days a stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bone. Some days a diamond's, some days a stone. Some days a diamonds, some days a stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bone. Some days a diamonds.